This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour, live Sunday edition. Plenty of time for you to join us here on the radio at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We will be playing for you at some point.
Just play it, Ian.
The audio from, we could, I suppose. The audio from this interaction between a college student, actually a group of college students, but one loud college student is yelling at an administrator, the master, as he is called, at Yale's something, Stillwell or
Stillman.
Something? Stillman College.
Stillman.
And this guy apparently put out an email, or his wife did, put out an email about the college policy saying that essentially the policy on costumes at the college is that we're not going to stop you from wearing whatever costume that you want. It's your body. It's your freedom of expression. This is supposed to be a place for freedom of expression in theory, but apparently some of the students don't agree and they want to have the policy stopped. They want certain costumes that could be considered culturally offensive to be prohibited. And I just don't understand the whole cultural thing. Like, what is the culture that you are a part of exactly? I mean, like, in our daily lives, we all engage in different kinds of activities. So, like, I like to play video games. Does that make me a gamer? Am I part of the gaming culture? Or am I part of, like, the subgenres that I enjoy, gaming cultures? Or you know, am I a part of the radio culture because I'm on the radio? Like, I think there's just so many different subgenres and interests and cultures that are all melded together around the world. How you can even pick one versus the other, I just don't even understand. I mean, everybody's an individual. Why shouldn't they be able to express themselves? We're going to go to your calls. I agree with you, Mark. We should play this audio, so I'll do that. It is relatively short, and here it is.
Just a minute.
Just over a minute here. I'm going to pick it up right from where it's
off of somebody's cell phone.
Yeah, and they recorded it vertically, which is awful.
Because other people have rights too, not just
walk away. Walk away. In a certain way. Listen, that doesn't deserve any answers. Today, in one thing, be here. For all humans. Quiet.
All right, here it comes.
For all humans. Do you understand that? As your position as master, it is your job to create a place of comfort and home for the students that live in Tillman.
It's your job to create a place of comfort and home.
Right. So first off, he says that, hey, everybody's got rights to express themselves. She tells him, be quiet. And then she says that, you know, as the dean of the school, it is his job to create a place of comfort and home for the students here. As though at home, everybody agrees with you. Because I can tell you I've never lived at a home where everybody agrees with me.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, when I was growing up, frequently I would get into arguments with my sister, and there would be some, you know, strife about
that. You should kick her out. She's not creating a place of comfort and home for you.
You have not done that. By sending out that email, that goes against your position as master. Do you understand that?
No, I don't agree with that.
No, I disagree with you. Why did you take this job here if you disagree with me? The only people that should have this job are people that agree with me. For God's sakes, I need a place of comfort and home because I've never been disagreed with in my life. I am a big baby, yeah. And I am being taught that people that disagree with me are bad and wrong.
The big baby comment's really accurate because it comes back to this whole helicopter parent, childification of America situation where these young people have been babied for a long time, and now they're, you know, not quite released into the real world. College still isn't the real world, but they're now out of the nest, so to speak, and they don't know how to handle it when someone disagrees with them. The answer is to shut it down if someone disagrees. I don't agree with that. I think that people should be able to express themselves, even if I don't agree with what they have to say.
Hired you!
I have a different vision.
You should step down! If that is what you think about being a master, you should step down! It is not about creating an intellectual space! It is not!
This is really important. It's not about creating an intellectual space.
This wherein is different student. Ideas can be expressed and challenged.
Well,
like
this
that.
Is a student at Harvard, at Yale.
Yeah.
A student at Yale does not believe that it should be an intellectual space, but in fact a place where her ideas are not questioned. This
guy, that's scary.
Who hired this guy? Who allowed this person in this school? She doesn't even understand what she's there for.
Well, she apparently is there to get a degree. In a home.
Well, if she was there to get a degree, that's fine. You know, you can get a degree. It'll be awesome to get a say you have a degree from Yale. But, you know, just consider that other people might want a degree and they might disagree with
yeah.
you on something.
Step down! It is not about creating an intellectual space! It is not! You understand that?
It is not! You can almost hear her stomping
well,
her feet.
Anybody can be upset in that sense. I mean, just and I wonder how much of this is just somebody who's rambling on. But I mean,
it's about creating a home here. You are not doing that.
We're supposed to be our advocate.
Okay, this is another student that just
yelling.
Yelled. You're supposed to be our advocate.
Yeah. How are you supposed to advocate for a diverse group of people?
How are you supposed to, as the dean, tell students that they can't dress up as whatever they want on Halloween? Consider that this guy was just leaving a forum on free speech being
oh, really?
Hosted by FIRE. That's the organization. Basically, it's a libertarian
they
organization.
They posted the video.
Yes, the Foundation
organization.
For Individual Rights in Education. I don't know if it's libertarian. You're right. It's a free speech organization for
yeah.
college campuses. If this guy does anything but say that students have the right to dress up how they want and face the consequences for that
yeah.
amongst their other students.
FIRE will sue the school.
Yes. FIRE will bring that school, as it has in many cases, to its knees. This is a crybaby that doesn't like free speech. That's what this lady is.
You're in business, unless when you hear her front phone say that she didn't
right.
know how to
what finish. Does she say here? I can't figure it out.
Know.
I'm going to play it again. There's this brief part here. Go ahead.
You're in business, unless when you hear her front phone say that she didn't know how to create a safe space for her freshman and film.
Is she speaking a foreign language there?
I don't know what it is. She's upset, and there's something about some employee that doesn't understand how to create a safe space
maybe
for freshmen.
Maybe it's his wife, because it was his wife that wrote the email, right?
She's an early childhood educator. She really doesn't have anything to do other
but wasn't
than,
she the one who wrote the offensive email?
Offensive.
To this girl. It was offensive to
yes.
this girl because the
offensive to quite a few people, apparently.
Right. Well, she's surrounded by a group of students, but except for the one guy who yells, you don't really hear anyone
I thought
else
there
talking.
Was one more.
You're in business, unless when you hear her front go say that she didn't know how to create a safe space for her freshman and filmmen.
I don't know what.
How do you explain that? Your freshman probably have to think this is what Yale is?
Yes, Yale is a place of intellectual exploration, let's hope. And yes, let's hope that freshmen think that when they come here.
Here's the remainder. Not very much left.
Do you hear that? They're going to leave. They're going to transfer because you are a poor steward of the community. You should not sleep at night.
We're out.
You are disgusting.
You shouldn't sleep at night, and you're disgusting. Your students will leave. Not me, right? Like, I'm not going to leave because I want a degree from Yale. But the other people might leave because they'll leave Yale, because other people can dress up in Halloween costumes.
So Michael Dean is listening here from the Freedom Fiends. He sent me a link to what is ostensibly the transcript. Someone took the time to make a transcript of this segment that we just played for you, but the segment I was confused about, they list as inaudible, so
right.
you can't figure out what that girl is saying. She's so upset and so loud, maybe she didn't even know. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, so 855-450-3733 is our number. Ralph is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello,
yeah.
Ralph.
Hello to you. Okay, I find that exchange very interesting. Why don't you identify that? We can tell that, you know, it's a woman and a man, and why don't we identify that it's a black and white scenario, isn't that?
Why does it matter?
It is in the first one, but she also had the same conversation. Hold on, Ralph.
I have have a question for you.
Okay? Hold on. In the same conversation, she was having a yelling at a black guy who is the who's also the
Dean of Yale, right?
Yeah, he's the dean of Yale. So she was yelling. She appears to be, you know, if color matters to you, and I know it does, Ralph. If she appears to be of some ethnic origin.
Implying me as being a racist.
Hold on, Ralph. Hold on. You do seem to be obsessed with race, Ralph.
Right.
And we'll bring him back, and you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
If you could choose any school from which to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose the school the Wall Street Journal recognized for producing some of the best qualified graduates? One the Princeton Review ranked as a leader in undergraduate education? And one U.S. News and World Report named number one in the nation for innovation ahead of both MIT and Stanford? Discover why Arizona State University is a clear choice for your future. In addition, ASU Online offers over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs you can take 100% online and on your schedule. You'll receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as our on-campus students. For information, call 1-800-939-5359. U.S. News and World Report also ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So get started today and learn to thrive with Arizona State University online. Call today at 1-800-939-5359. That's 1-800-939-5359.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype in toll-free. It's always toll-free on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And how'd you like to get 500 business cards, custom business cards, for just $9.99? You can do it with code FTL. FTL like Free Talk Live. Code FTL. Use that at the checkout over at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint's great for small business owners, people with a home office. If you need postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, man, they can do it up for you. And when it comes to the business cards, you can customize the text, colors, backsides, and more. Even upload your logo to one of their existing designs. And if you want, you can upgrade the stock, make it thicker, add a brilliant finish like metallic spot gloss or raised print. You ever seen that metallic finish, man? That looks sharp.
As long as it catches people's attention, that's what you want in a business card.
And so you can, again, starting at just $9.99, get 500 business cards. Obviously, you want to do the upgrades. It can cost you a little bit more. But go to Vistaprint.com. Use code FTL no matter what you order and get that special deal. 500 business cards starting at just $9.99. And if you're not satisfied for some reason, they will absolutely guarantee you'll love your products or they'll make it right. So Vistaprint.com. Code FTL as we go to back to Ralph. Listening in New Jersey, we're discussing the issue of the college students who are upset at Yale University for allowing people to wear whatever costumes they want. Go ahead, Ralph.
Yeah, you know, the guilt-ridden white guilty, I find it very, very amazing with these people, okay? And I can give you an example in Quentin Tarantino. You know the whole story with Quentin Tarantino, right?
Quentin Tarantino, okay? Yeah.
That's okay. All right. That's what I call him in a program other than your own. Okay. This is a regular registration up there in New York City. You know, these people only see racism one way. I find very, very amazing. You mean to say, people other than white cannot be racist?
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say any people can be racist.
Thank you. But I certainly is not one, okay? I look at the person according to his virtue and his character. And I call it out if they don't have it. And in my opinion, Obama is not that kind of person. He neither had virtue or character. Okay. Matter of fact, when he came
well, it's kind of a rule. I mean, if you are a politician, you can't have virtue. Now, some of them have some character,
that's
but
nothing to do with politics, sir. That's something to do with personality.
Which okay? politician is virtuous? I mean, they're all a bunch of lying scumbags, aren't they?
But not in the same realm as Obama does.
You're saying okay? Obama is so much
not
worse than the rest of them?
That's what he's saying.
Well, we can definitely draw the difference between, you know, Bill Clinton and then Obama, can we? I mean, we have good times during the term of Bill Clinton. What are we having now with this one Obama?
I think you're right about that. I think Clinton was probably, the government was at least smaller under Bill Clinton, and he compared to George Bush, was a smaller government president.
Do you think that Clinton kept the government smaller? Do you think that the House that had the contract with America?
It got bigger during Clinton. It just didn't get as big as it did during Bush and then during Obama after that. Hey, Ralph, thanks for your call tonight, man. Let's talk to Jeff. He's in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thanks. That girl from Yale, I think what she wanted, she didn't so much want a degree, she wanted a disagree.
It's cute. You got anything else?
Yeah, thanks. I heard somewhere that if you want to learn, don't go to school, go into business. And so I set up a shop, and I left my old job, and I had to become a landlord in the meanwhile, which I learned how to do that, you know, so that's another skill.
I'm sorry you had to learn how landlording skills. It really stinks.
Well, tough, you know, it's actually not a bad thing. I figure it almost pays half of my budget. If I can increase, if you do it right, or if things work out right, then if you have good tenants, it's good.
Oh, yeah. If you have good tenants, it's good.
Right. And so that's what you have to have is up front, you have to have a method or some kind of a way of getting good tenants. And so that's part of the key there. But
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah, they don't teach you business. They don't teach you how to satisfy customers in college. I mean, I understand there's some
how
sort
could
of
they? There's
business.
A government-run agency. Yeah. They don't know anything about customer satisfaction.
Right. I mean, if the teachers knew how to do something, they'd go and do it rather than teach it. Right.
Do it or teach it. But yeah, and that's another thing I've taught woodworking, and that, I may end up doing that too. But it's really good. I've been learning skills and, you know, stuff like that, because you have to kind of to survive, you know, like computer-aided drawing and machining and stuff. So
thanks, Jeff, anyway, for your call tonight. Thanks. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
That's the f***ing did you accept the position?
I have a different vision.
You should sit down. If that is what you think about being a master, you should sit down. It is not about creating a new Westworld thing. It is not. Do you understand that? It's about creating a home here.
That's another clip from
Yale University. Is not about creating an intellectual space. It's about
creating a
place of, well, they said she's earlier comfort and home.
A very expensive home,
yeah,
by the way.
Right. You know, you could have stayed at home for a lot less, honey. And I don't know, I guess everybody there agrees with you, you know, I'm really sorry that people might disagree with you here and that other people have freedoms to express themselves too.
Yeah, your home includes thousands of other individuals, all of whom do not necessarily echo your particular viewpoint on every single issue. So in order to have a home in which those people can get along to some extent, it has to be a place that is allowing towards their expression. If you want a home in which no one is able to disagree with you, then go get your own house. Oh, wait, you can't afford that because you spent all your money on college? Well, I guess you have to wait on that. But in the meantime, you can rent a place, and generally you'll have most total dominion over what is said in your apartment or wherever it is that you end up living. And then if you rent the apartment, you can decide who your roommates are, and you can have some sort of litmus test as far as whether or not they agree with every single political opinion of yours. And then maybe you'll keep the strife amongst the household down to a minimum. But even then, I think you'll find that there are conflicts between human beings when they try to live together. So it is good to try to mitigate conflicts between people, but ultimately the college has systems for doing that, and they have to allow people to express themselves. So if you don't like that, maybe you should leave, as she suggests that that people will do if they continue this policy.
Right. Not her. She's not going to leave if they continue the policy.
She wants the degree.
Right. Well, that's because Yale has so much currency, cultural currency as a university. I don't think people are going to leave because Yale has a policy where you can have
A costume.
Yeah, whatever costume you want. Now, there's a blurring of lines here between these costumes. So are there racially offensive Halloween costumes? You better believe it.
Sure.
They exist. But a lot of these things, what these people are concerned with, has to do with cultural appropriation. Now, that's something entirely different. That's dressing up as something that you're not. So, for instance, I saw one where people got all upset about somebody dressing up as a geisha. Well, I mean, you know, is it any of your business if somebody dresses up as a geisha?
Well, if you thought people getting upset over Halloween costumes was dumb, wait till you hear what people are upset at Starbucks for now. It's Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
A revolution in body protection has arrived, only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, Live Sunday edition here. Of course, we'll take your calls if you want to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. The website is redesigned, by the way, for 2015. Brand new. We haven't had a new redesign since 2010, so 5 years in the internet world. That's kind of a long time. So I'm welcoming this new change, and hopefully you'll enjoy it as well. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. You get to create the content right there on the front page of the website. And also at freetalklive.com, get a shopping page, because it's that time of year where people generally are buying presents for folks. Go ahead and get your shopping done through Free Talk Live so Free Talk Live can benefit. You're going to make the purchases anyway. So a chunk of the sale when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there's links to Amazon there. You can click into any one of those. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, and Amazon US. And Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price when you go in through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this political correctness, this idea of some speech is offensive, so therefore it should be prohibited on college campuses, specifically under the idea of what expression one can have with a Halloween costume. That's been where the show's gone so far. But in the same realm of the ridiculous reasons to be offended category, here's a story from HuffingtonPost.com. From the other side of things, or from another side of things, this is the Christians now who are super offended. Some Christians, I'm sure there are some who are okay with it, but the vocal Christians are the ones who are angry at Starbucks.
I wonder whether the internet is going to just, at some point or another, that we're going to hear so many complaints about so many different things that we'll finally just be like, you know what? I don't want to hear anybody complain about anything else anymore. Like, whether it's just going to sort of die off. Is it possible? Because we're in the very early stages of this
talk
whole...
about. It's so much fun to talk about this stuff.
I gotcha. But we're in the very early stages of this incredible communication tool known as the internet. It's only been around
30 years or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just now getting its legs as far as Web 2.0 allows us to communicate outward, right? In a way that we weren't really be able to do before that. And how long's Web 2.0 been around?
Last decade.
Decade?
Yeah.
You know, 10 years into it? Web 2.0 being like Facebook and those sorts of things. So, you know, for the last 10 years, we've been able to communicate in this way with each other. And there's a lot of this, I don't want you saying this, and I don't want you doing that. And everybody's telling everybody else how they should live and what they should do.
Facebook isn't Web 2.0. I mean, Facebook may be part of Web 2.0, but Web 2.0, as I understand it, is the general shift from going from a sort of we tell you what's important kind of website to more user interaction, commenting, things like that, feedback, forums. I'll go, forums have been around forever, but you know, more user input into web content. So here's a story from the Huffington Post. Hillary Hansen, their news editor, she says some people are angry about Starbucks' new holiday cups. Really angry. What is the issue exactly? Well, in previous years, Starbucks' iconic holiday cups, which the chain uses in lieu of white cups in November and December, featured wintry or Christmas-themed designs like snowflakes, ornaments, and nature scenes.
This is offensive to the people who live south of the equator or have never seen snow.
I don't know if people were offended by it in previous years, but this year the cups are more minimalist, a red umber design. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, O-M-B-R-E. Umber design that Jeffrey Field, Starbucks vice president of design, said was meant to embrace the simplicity and the quietness of the holiday season. Either that or they're just lazy and they wanted to make a red cup. I mean, that's ultimately, I mean, I'm looking at the picture here. It's a red cup with the Starbucks logo on it. That's all we're talking about.
Okay.
It's apparently a huge problem for some people who feel that the plain red cups are oppressing Christians by insulting Christmas. This is the UK-based organization Christian Concern saying, quote, this is a denial of historical reality and the great Christian heritage behind the American dream that has so benefited Starbucks.
It's a British organization that's saying there's American dream. All right, go ahead.
Going on, this also denies the hope of Jesus Christ and his story so powerfully at this time of year, unquote. Others have shared similar thoughts on social media. An example is somebody from Twitter, Chuck Nellis, writing, my Christmas mentality, if a store won't promote Christmas regarding Starbucks, I'm not spending my hard-earned money there.
You probably didn't anyway.
To clarify, says Huffington Post, it's not like the previous cups were decked out in crosses and mangers. It's unclear why a drawing of a winking snowman or a dog sledding, for instance, is more Christian than a plain red and green, you know, Christmas colors, cup. But either way, angry Starbucks patrons have a solution. Former pastor Joshua Furstein claimed in a viral Facebook video that he had pranked Starbucks by simply telling them his name was Merry Christmas, thus forcing the surely unimpressed barista to write the words Merry Christmas on the cup.
Oh, you win, pastor. Good job.
Furstein also noted that he brought a gun into the coffee shop in spite of Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz's request that patrons leave their firearms at home. In the video, Furstein...
It's just a request. It's not like they banned them on store property.
In the video, Furstein encouraged people to mildly claim that their names are Merry Christmas and use a hashtag #MerryChristmasStarbucks. Social media users have been expressing their support for the prank, but at least one person noted a minor issue with the protest. By Sunday, the anti-Starbucks backlash was getting its own backlash from those mocking the cup outrage.
Right. Somebody says their name is I Am Not a Jerk.
Ron Burr on Facebook wrote, if you need a coffee chain to be your ambassador of Christ, you need to re-examine your relationship with God. He says, some have even theorized the controversy as a viral marketing scheme organized by Starbucks itself. Luke Garvey on Twitter writes, is Merry Christmas Starbucks really a thing, or is it just marketing by Starbucks? Can't imagine that many people are upset over a cup. But the vocal minority decrying the red cups does not represent all Christians. Reverend Emily Heath mocked the absurdity of the backlash in a blog piece for Huffington Post and noted that it demonstrated some seriously misplaced priorities. She wrote, quote, we're kind of like the religious equivalent of those Black Friday shoppers who trample other Black Friday shoppers in order to get a good deal on a flat-screen TV. We're so incensed by any perceived omission of our personal faith from the public sphere that we go on a rampage. Except instead of other shoppers, we just trample things like inclusivity, diversity, tolerance, and pluralism instead. Happy holidays, everyone, from Huffington Post. And this has been all over Facebook and social media today, this cup controversy. And, I mean, really, you want to talk about an example of how much free time everybody has? I mean, this really is a great example of truly how wealthy we are in this society. That we have so much free time, collectively, that people have the ability to spend their time bemoaning and grousing about a cup that they received hot liquid in, that they then proceed to pour down their gullet and ultimately urinate out. I mean, that's how unimportant cups are to our lives. They're just delivery systems for hot or cold fluid that we enjoy. That's all they are. Please, why get upset about these things? If you don't like the cup, then don't go to Starbucks. But if you make a big deal out of it, it just backfires.
If you don't like the cup, then what you're showing in this circumstance is that, well, again, you're a big baby,
yeah,
and that you are searching high and low, looking around, looking behind every fire hydrant for the Christian haters. I mean,
it's a war on Christmas, Mark, don't you know? The Christians, right, even though they're the super majority of people in this country, are somehow being warred against.
Right. Starbucks, which makes a cup that's red and green, those are Christmas colors where I come from, and they are having a war on Christmas. This just doesn't make any sense. This just proves what I say over and over again, that, you know, every group believes it's a victim, constantly believing they're victims, and that includes the largest, most powerful groups. Here, the biggest coffee company I can think of in the world is celebrating, in their way, in their sort of artistic way, the biggest holiday in the world that is centered around one of the biggest religions, certainly the biggest religion in Western culture, and they're crying about it.
If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience,
because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Webcurfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with the click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, you can join us here on Free Talk Live. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Is there a war on Christmas? With Christians being the majority of people in the United States, how could it possibly be a war on Christmas or Christians? That just doesn't make sense from a just pure numbers perspective. But I can understand why a company wouldn't want to necessarily put a bunch of crosses and other religious iconography on their cups. We're talking about the Starbucks cup controversy, which apparently is bubbling up all over social media today. I saw it in multiple places. There's actually an article from Christian Science Monitor that's got its head on straight on this issue. Interestingly, they seem to actually have a pretty good perspective. We'll share that their thoughts with you here in a moment. But some people are mad because Starbucks has an all-red cup this year. They've gotten rid of the snowmen, which, of course, has nothing to do with Christ and Jesus or anything like that.
Right. This is about Western culture where, you know, Frosty the Snowman was written.
Yeah. They don't have sleds on their cups this year. It's just a plain red cup with a green Starbucks logo on it. And some people are mad, mad, mad. We'll go to your calls and thoughts here. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we're on the radio 7 nights a week. We're live talking to people about freedom. We're on over 150 stations. And that means that people who are new to the ideas of liberty are finding this show. Now, people who are old hat at liberty also listen to Free Talk Live. They usually listen online or on the radio, however they can. But the radio stations are really our key to getting the ideas of freedom out there to people. Because, you know, people scan the band, so to speak. They'll get in the car, turn it on, and they might hear Free Talk Live. If that's valuable to you, if you like the idea of us spreading these ideas of freedom to as far and as wide as possible, then please join the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That is where you can join for $5 a month. It is money that we invest into Free Talk Live so we can help expand to more stations, expand our satellite footprint, and more. You can get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, which is super handy and great for people to communicate with one another. There's some really cool stuff that goes on in that group. There's also the AMP-only podcast and more. Go get all the details and get signed up at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. You can also join us on Skype here tonight, as Will is doing from Tennessee. Will from Muslims for Liberty. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you doing tonight?
What's on your mind?
Well, I actually heard our local conservative radio station covering this particular story this week on Friday.
The Red Cup story?
Yeah, well, and something that I heard during that was particularly funny was one of the ladies, she called in, and literally one woman in the same call both complained about the fact that locally we have Christmas decorations up before before Halloween or Thanksgiving is even over, and at the same time claimed that there was a war on Christmas. So it's a completely schizophrenic viewpoint.
Wait, so does that mean that she doesn't want the decorations to go up early?
Yeah, she was actually complaining that the city had put up the Christmas decorations before Christmas time, and then in the same exact call claimed that there was a war being waged on the celebration of Christmas.
Yeah, that does seem contradictory. I mean, if Christmas is a good thing, then wouldn't Christmas decorations all year long be preferable to Christmas decorations just in the month of December?
Well, the Quakers, like I'm a Quaker, historically didn't celebrate Christmas at all. They'd be open, their stores would be open on Christmas because they believed if you had a special day reserved for your observance of whatever, that your relationship with God stunk.
Yeah, shouldn't you have it 365 days a year?
Yeah. Now, I'm quite a bit more moderate on this. I'll take my turkey where I can get it. My mother makes Yorkshire pudding once a year, and I'm not going to complain.
So, Will, what are your thoughts generally on this? I mean, is the Muslim community upset that Starbucks isn't, putting Muslim iconography, whatever that might be, on their cups?
Nobody cares. I mean, honestly, you don't see, Ramadan or Eid decorations anywhere.
Ever? Surely there's Starbucks in the Middle East, and I don't know, does no one decorate for Ramadan? I mean, I imagine they...
Ramadan's like a month long, isn't it?
It's a month long, yeah. But so is Christmas, really. Hmm. I mean, ultimately, the holiday, there's one day, but the holiday leading up to Christmas is pretty long.
Right, it starts on Black Friday and ends on the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
It ends on Boxing Day.
Well, what would you decorate? Do Muslims have decorative kind of holiday trappings?
No, not really. I mean, you see some that are adopting and creating them in order to make these holidays more appealing to the youth in our community because, living in Western countries, they see, Christmas lights and Christmas trees and all of these kinds of decorations and candy and excitement around this holiday, and it's everywhere for a month. So you do see some Muslim families trying to create something similar. We do give gifts at the end of Ramadan and on Eid al-Adha, which is at the end of the pilgrimage. But, you don't really see that kind of decorations and stuff like that.
It is worth pointing out that a lot of the Christmas trappings were adopted from the pagans in the first place. Like the Christmas tree, as I understand it, was originally a pagan symbol. The holiday itself coincides generally with winter solstice.
I don't think fir trees are exclusively Christian. I would imagine
a
Muslim can have a fir tree in their house and decorate it with things. They may not put it in.
It's funny that you say that. The world's largest, most expensive Christmas tree is in a Muslim country every year. It's in Dubai. They have the largest, most expensive Christmas tree every year. You can go and Google it. Largest, most expensive Christmas tree in the world is put up by a Muslim government in a Muslim country.
It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, Christmas trees aren't... Well, I guess the only thing Christmassy about Christmas trees is the name.
Well, so if there is a war on Christmas, it's not happening in Dubai. That's for sure.
All right. Will, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
And you can go there and ski on their indoor ski slope in Dubai, too.
Right. Well, actually, I had something to say about the previous topic, the cultural appropriation. I haven't seen anyone make any comment or complaint about the Snuffy Smith costume. I haven't
heard
that? Any.
Snuffy Smith is an old cartoon, a comic.
It's an old hillbilly comic where, the overalls with a hole in them and the scruffy face and the red bandana and the corn.
Okay.
I don't see anyone complaining about that.
Beverly Hillbillies.
when my culture is mocked, I don't see people at Yale screaming and crying about cultural appropriation or cultural mocking and shaming when it's, you know, the beer wench, the German beer wench. That's degrading to German culture. I don't see people out there raising flags and raising cane over the Italian mafioso costumes that are out there.
There was one, I will point out, Will, that we touched on this, I think last week. My culture is not a costume, and they did have one of a white guy with a banjo. So I think it's just that much more ludicrous. If you can't sort of make fun of, rednecks or whatever, on Halloween, big deal.
My wife actually gave a friend of ours her niqab. She doesn't wear one, but she has like a bag full of them she got from
what
a friend of hers. A niqab is the thing that goes across the face and only shows the eyes.
Okay.
And like she wanted to do, like her friend wanted to do that as a Halloween costume, so we gave the niqab over, you know, like, oh, that would be awesome. Here, I'll do your eyes up, and they'll look really cool, and here, have the niqab.
So was it a belly dancer outfit, or was it something else?
No. She went full on, okay. Covered from head to toe.
Yeah, the niqab would cover the entirety of, right?
Oh, yeah, I thought the niqab might just be the veil in front of the face. Okay.
It is just the veil in front of the face.
Okay.
But she wore, like, a black abaya. She wore a headscarf that was zebra printed with pink and, like, sequins on it. And then they did her eyes up really, really crazy with glitter and stuff like that. And she won the costume contest.
All right, what's the difference between a burqa and a niqab?
The burqa is like one piece of fabric that goes from the top to the bottom.
That's total usually, covering, meaning you can't even see the eyes.
Well, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, depending on the culture. Like in Afghanistan, they have the netting that prevents you from seeing the eyes. But in like the Gulf states, you can still see the eyes.
But there's something in between, some sort of material in between you and that person's eyes with a burqa, whereas with the niqab, there is it's open on the eyes.
Well, depending on where you go, the burqa in the Gulf states, you can still see the eyes. The burqa in Afghanistan, there's a screen.
I see.
That's like, sewn in to keep from even seeing the eyes. So it's different depending on the culture that it's accepted in. So like in the Taliban, their women will wear the screen over the face. Whereas
gotcha.
If you go to, Saudi Arabia, there's no screen.
Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. Thanks for calling with your thoughts here tonight. That's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. That's his website. 855-453. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. What other ridiculous, manufactured offense nonsense is going on out there? It's Free Talk Live.
Dr. Ngozi Obi is an emerging American author of Nigerian descent who's published 2 novels with an inspirational message. A third is in the works. Her first novel, Love's Destiny, follows Naira, a somewhat naive young woman, in a gripping tale of love lost and found. Her second novel, When Dreams and Visions Collide, follows Fern and friends as they discover what it takes to realize a dream and the true meaning of unconditional love. Dr. Obi's books are available where books are sold and ladyofdestiny.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.